This is Bill Venners with our team of developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. I am sitting in the pavilion with Sacha Labouret. He's the CTO of JBoss. And I actually wanted to ask you about a virtual database. We were just discussing that you made an acquisition and that this product solves the problem of when you have a lot of different data silos and you're trying to combine them together and access them all in one application in a kind of a unique way or different way. Could you describe, first of all, what it does?
Yes. The goal of Metamatrix is to solve a problem that many large enterprises have, which is they end up with many silos of information, and they would like to have a new view, a different view that is essentially the merge of all of these different views. So that's a basic view. In some other cases, they also replicate. They tend to replicate some information, which is not very healthy because you might have a customer information in one department that is replicated in another department. And as you implement new applications, what you do is you simply increase the lock-in you have in this legacy schema, in this legacy databases. So what you can do to start migrating away and solving that problem is to use one of these tools like Metamatrix, where you're going to define a new meta model, a virtual meta model that is going to be backed by one or multiple of these real physical databases. And you are going to extract and define really the schema that makes sense for you, the healthy schema. And every new application that you're going to develop is going to hook into that new schema, which means that for each new application that you're going to develop, you're not going to increase the lock-in in that legacy environment. And step by step, you can think about moving away from that that bad situation.
Okay, so first of all, let me just make sure I understand what it is you're describing. It sounds a little bit like views in just one database. You have real tables, and then you can have views that actually aren't just mapped to the real data. So, but this is actually like a view of maybe multiple databases across the enterprise that I talk to, and it gives me, I can actually design it to look like what makes sense for my app, and then tell the virtual database how to connect that to the real databases in the back. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. So this view are really the easy way to see what it does. Even so, the problem is much more complex when you actually look at how it should happen, right? You send a query. This query will have to be split and sent to these various backends. And you need to minimize the cost of this request, right? You don't want to extract all of one table and then, you know, try to merge that information with another one. So, in fact, the query engine that is part of this virtual database is pretty smart and will have to have different strategies to try to minimize the cost involved in that distributed query. Also, we might want to cache some information to optimize things. So this query engine is really the smart part of the product, and it's highly tunable depending on what you want to achieve.
Okay, so one of the things that popped in my mind was it's nice to have that abstraction layer there, but what is the cost and probably performance primarily? And then, of course, just in development, but mainly performance. I mean, I think that the trade-off would be that once this virtual database metaschema, you called it, is defined, and I've got this view of the information I want, it's much easier to write the app to use it. But what is the performance cost of going through that middle layer to get to all those other things compared to actually just writing code that goes right to all those things?
You have to split the performance hit in two components. The first one is really the performance hit of this layer. You know, the fact that you have to go through one additional layer, it's one cost. And the second cost is really dependent on what you're really trying to achieve. So for example, if you're trying to make a join between two different databases, well, obviously it's going to be slower than if you try to make a join as part of a single database, right? But that is really dependent on the problem you're trying to solve. So by definition, this cost is fine because that is based on your problem and not part of the solution. But if we look at the first cost, it's pretty minimal. So first, it does not really impact the scalability of the backend database, so it's not going to act as a bottleneck for the backend, and the cost is pretty minimal if you compare it to things such as the network latency or other components. So, you know, as long as it scales, it might make the query, each query, slightly longer, But if you look at the overall scalability, it should not have a significant impact.
Okay, so another thing that is a benefit I would see of doing this is that you described was like decoupling my new app from the old things, because eventually maybe I do want to decommission some of those things. And the idea is that I got this virtual middle layer that I can reconfigure with new meta schema and say, instead of going to this, which you used to go to, now you go to this other thing that replaces it. So I still have to make a change to my app, but maybe multiple apps can share the meta virtual database? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's correct. And better than that, in fact. Not only can you have multiple applications that can share this virtual database, but you can actually version this meta schema. So you can have a version 1 of a meta schema and then decide to migrate some information or slightly modify it, and you version that meta schema as version 2. So you might have some application using one version, some application using another version, and in the backend, you might target a different physical databases depending on this version of meta schema. So it's extremely flexible in what you can do.
Okay, so that makes sense. So then I'm curious where it actually lives. So if I've got an application running in this server and there's a database running here, is it actually in the server in the middle, or is it something I link into in my Java application app server, or where is it?
So you would need both. First, in the Java application, you would obviously need a JDBC driver, right? Because it acts as a virtual database, so it's a virtual JDBC driver, right? And then you have a runtime engine that is going to sit in between, and that is going to read information from a metadata repository to know how to interpret the queries you make and optimize those based on all of the hints you gave when you configured your meta model.
And then that middle, the actual server that the virtual database server is on, can be clustered or something? Is that how I scale?
That is correct. You can have more than one. And what's interesting here is you can find a good number of solutions out there that try to solve this problem of aggregation. What's nice about this one is that it provides a pretty interesting API, which is JDBC. It also provides ODBC. And what it means is that it is not a solution that means that suddenly you can't use your traditional tools like your reporting engine, right? Many companies have reporting engines that require an ODBC link, and guess what? Well, that's possible. You know, you can open your reporting tool and target your virtual schema and actually make queries against this schema, right? So it not only helps your application, but it really provides a single point of contact potentially for all of your application and tools to this virtual data store.
Okay, so I guess my last question is, in practice, it can be difficult to decommission things because you're not sure who's using them, and it's just too expensive to rewrite them. And the main problem you talked about was the coupling, that if I keep wanting to write new applications and then I really want to access the data in all those legacy things. So this makes it easier for me to replace those. I guess what I'm trying to understand is, in the real world, what are the real problems that this solves for people? How often can they actually change those back-end things?
Yeah, you're right. You can have multiple way to define this lock-in. First, you have the basic lock-in in one vendor, right? If you are using Oracle, well, you're hooked into this Oracle database. So that's one form of locking. The other locking is really the locking in a specific schema, in a specific database schema, right? And this layer can help you alleviate both of this locking. First, the vendor lock-in, because you're not targeting a specific vendor. You're now targeting this virtual intermediary layer. And the second lock-in is the schema lock-in. And the reason why you can remove that one is because now you are going to define this virtual a schema in this intermediary layer. But it doesn't mean that you absolutely need to have the same schema in the backend. You can have a different schema. And if one day you need to change the backend schema, you do it, right? And then you just update your intermediary schema to make it map to this new schema, right? So, and if you have a new application, then you can decide for this new application to use the old schema or maybe the updated schema. That's up to you, and you don't have this lock-in anymore. What's interesting here is also the fact that in the past, vendors like Metamatrix you know, it was not easy for them to sell that kind of solution, because the obvious question is, well, I don't want to be locked into Oracle or Sybase, but why would I want to be locked into Metamatrix, right? How big is this company? Will this company be still kicking and alive in 5 years, 10 years? And so I think this is where the power of open source triggers, right? Because this technology is going to be open sourced. So there is no more beautiful code as crows than open source, right? You know it's always going to be around. And better than that, you know that if your current provider does not give you satisfactory support, well, you can always try to find a different company that will give you better support for the same code base. So I think it's an extremely compelling value proposition.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.